I would like to introduce you to my pet peeve. One size fits all clothing. Really? I would just like to point out before we start, there will be no small or large furry animals in this story, and there will be no sucking it up or sucking it in. Now, for those of you who are observant, you might have noticed that I am a woman of substance. When I go to the restaurant, I'm not the sort of woman that orders a salad, eats a lettuce leaf, and then says, I'm so full, I couldn't eat another thing. Consequently, I'm not a USA size zero. Actually, is it possible to be a size zero? Zero means null, void, nothing, does not exist. And now I'm told that in the States you could actually get a size negative one and negative two for those who are smaller than a size zero. Who wants to be less than nothing? Anyway, clothing for women of my stature is usually called relaxed or curvy or plus-sized. Plus-sized? You don't think I'm curvy enough? You want to add something to me? So, one size fits all clothing. It's usually shapeless and styleless, and it's designed to wrap or drape. I'm not actually quite sure why any of us would buy it, to be perfectly honest. And it's not all about me. It's not all about me. If you are petite, you're going to be swamped by one size fits all. If you're short, it's going to be extremely long. And these two groups of people end up looking as though they've been in mum's wardrobe playing dress-ups. And if you're tall, things are likely to be exposed that were best left to the imagination. Now, take a sarong, please. Around me, the ends barely meet, and things are visible that nobody actually needed to see, ever. On a petite woman, it wraps round so many times, one quick flick of the wrist and the spinning top of my childhood is created. So I know that one-size-fits-all clothing isn't going to fit me. But perversely, I feel the need to try it on anyway. So either I'm the eternal optimist and think this time it will work, or I just want to prove that I'm right. Now, speaking of trying things on, have you ever noticed that dressing rooms aren't one-size-fits-all either? I go into a dressing room and I think, oh, this is great. There's barely room to breathe. How am I going to extend arms and legs to try anything on? And I'm not even going to talk about the circus sideshow mirrors or the lighting. Meanwhile, outside the curtain, the 12-year-old assistant is threatening to whip it aside and asking, is everything all right in there? Can I get you another size? Well, another size dressing room, possibly, but it's one size fits all. So, I attempt to try on the garment, and in a very short period of time, I have one arm through and one arm grotesquely twisted up behind me. At this point, I realise that this is going to end in tears. Mine or the garment's. And then I think, if I just, and then you hear that tiny little sound of stitches letting go, and the cold sweat starts, which is really helpful for getting out of the piece of clothing, and the panic sets in. I had one experience that almost took six firemen in the jaws of life to get me out of it. So these days, some manufacturers, to avoid being sued for false advertising, have started labelling things one size fits most. Oh, madam, and don't I just love being called madam, you're not one of the most. I most certainly am not. I am a unique, creative, extravagant, generously proportioned individual. I'm not most, and I'm certainly not all. And I'd like to leave you with this thought. If one size fits all doesn't work for clothing, why do we think it works for our health, our justice, and our education systems? Thank you.